We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If you're Portland, what, like, Stoddy, you double, triple teaming them? Like, we can lose by 30. Y'all ain't breaking no record. Because if they do, it'll be like a mayor-elect when they win and all the confetti and all this stuff. It'll be a party.
I'm going to play devil's advocate here.
Keanu Reeves.
Believe it or not. I think it's Al Pacino, too,
both
right?
of them.
Okay.
Yeah. I used Al last time.
And I got to be delicate about this. I really do. But I think the Warriors need to be real careful tomorrow in Portland. I really do.
In what regard?
I'll tell you what regard is. I'm watching that game last night, and obviously Curry hit 7, so 16 for the record to pass Ray Allen. And I'm thinking, okay, well, you know, who knows how long it's going to take, but, you know, he's probably going to get it. And I hear afterwards, Curry's talking about, I might be able to do it in Portland. And also Steve Kerr saying, hey, it's Steph Curry. He might be able to do it. I go on ESPN today.
Okay.
And the headline is, Steph Curry doesn't rule out 16 threes versus Portland to break Ray Allen's record. Now, I'm going to tell you something.
Six Joe Montana.
I'm going to tell you something. Damian Lillard's not going to be playing. Ant Simons is not going to be playing, most likely. And it doesn't even look like McCollum's going to be playing.
What's left?
So, on the one hand, you'd be like, well, he might be able to do it. No. No, 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 no. To me, it has danger written all over it. If you go into tomorrow's game and you try to force that, and if there's any clowning going on.
What's that
on,
look like, Steiny, trying to
I'll
force
tell you
it
what,
early
it looks
on?
Like
just,
it just, well.
A flurry of Curry shots. Draymond waving everybody here. Come
one
on.
One of the things that people always say about me is I tend to, you know, look at the worst things that can happen.
I've been with you.
And Curry's out there with 11, with 12. Portland's getting embarrassed. You know what can happen.
But they don't have any Draymond Green, Stoney. They gave up 143 points.
I know
points.
The Warriors are at home tomorrow. Did I say Portland?
Without Jaylen Brown, the Celtics scored 143. You did point out Portland played last night, only lost by 4.
No, they lost, I think, by 12, but the effort was better, according
to... Well, who lost by 4? Willard just said it.
I don't know.
It's San Antonio. When they were doing their bets. Yeah, they lost by 4.
No.
Portland lost by 4. My bad.
Portland lost by 12 last night. 102-90.
What did the Spurs lose by?
They didn't play. Oh, no, they did. They lost to the Suns. 108-104.
There we go. Yeah.
Anyway, maybe this is just me, but that's like the first thing I thought about. I was like, oh, man. You really want to be in countdown mode against a team that's
16,
struggling, that
Steiny?
Thinks they're getting embarrassed.
So the
I'm
right
out.
On the table is
I'm
that
out.
Would be Clay's record, right?
Well, that's
that
the other
that would
thing.
Fall too.
That's the other thing. Here's what Steph said after the game last night about whether he can, whether he can't.
Anything is possible. What is it, 15? That's funny because I know what that means if Clay's record and all that too. So we will see.
Don't do it tomorrow, Steph. It's too dangerous.
Hey,
Goo, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
All right, seriously, I'm dead serious. You're Norman Powell. All right?
Scrapper.
Playing for the Portland Trailblazers.
It was a bad trade for
you. You put ESPN.com on, and you see that Steph Curry is talking about getting 16 threes tomorrow against me?
I love it.
Listen.
Hey, Chauncey, what?
If you're Portland,
we're doubling, tripling.
If you're Portland, you can't let that happen. And it's almost like by any means necessary.
So the
that
game
can't happen. That's what I'd be worried about.
Him breaking the record has superseded Portland's quest for the win because they know they're not going to get the dub.
They just can't let. They
There's
just
no
can't,
doubt. Where's just, the pride? Great movie with the actor. I'll give you his name. The swim movie. Pride. used to play in Empire. Light-skinned guy. What's my boy's name? Played in Best Man.
Oh, Giancarlo Esposito?
No. He's a brother. What's my guy's name with the green eyes? Light-skinned. He was
What's the movie?
Lucius Lyon.
What's the movie?
Pride.
I've never seen
About that. Black swimmers in the hood. Yeah,
that one's next on my queue, actually.
What's my boy's name, Stein?
I don't
Terrence
know.
Terrence Howard.
Okay.
See, you got to know there that. You got to help your partner.
There you go.
You need to get hipper.
I don't think you get what I'm saying. I could see a young Blazer player doing something
dumb. Do we live in that era, though?
Of course we do.
Or are they
going
to be like, can I get your jersey after you hit the 16-3 in the late third?
Well, that's why, believe it or not, I think it's a bad thing that Lillard and McCollum won't be playing. Because on the one hand, it's possible. Not that they're defensive stoppers, but just you figure the game would be a little more competitive. But with those two like total pros not in the game.
And I don't.
I'm just saying. Be careful.
I was about to tell you what's right in the world is the fact that the best shooter ever has this record for the most threes. And he's going to add to this record once he gets it. But Steiny, I talk about what's right in the world, he needs to do this at home. So they stop the game. Come on. It'll be a big deal.
Okay, so what do you want him to do?
Stop the game.
Okay,
video tribute. Maybe
how does it happen?
Some of his best shooting
nights.
Ray Allen. A recorded. They got that already.
Before you jump to that conclusion, how does it play out? They have Portland tomorrow.
Okay. 5 minutes left in the fourth. Uh-huh. Warriors up 10. Yeah. He hits the 16-3.
Okay, that's not happening. Because he's going to get clotheslined before he gets to 16. I'm sorry.
I love that mindset, but I think we're in a different era of life, basketball.
What are you going to do the next five games? Come on, Goo. It's not that big of a deal. It's a
foregone
conclusion.
But you admit there will be a production.
Oh, they'll stop the game.
Yeah, ceremony, but.
No, they'll stop the game. They'll give him the ball. They'll probably be an announcement.
Ray Allen's probably pre-recorded just in case.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, Steph, great job.
Sure. Do you really think he's going to get 16?
No, I don't.
You think he's going to get 15 to
tie? I don't put anything past him.
I don't either, but I don't like calling your shot.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
I'm not saying he's doing that, but, I mean, look, come on. Chauncey Billups is already at practice today. They probably just got up here from L.A. They flew in last night or maybe today.
This bulletin board.
And he's saying, these guys think they're going to – Steph thinks he's putting 16 threes on you guys tonight.
Wow.
We'll see what you're made of. See you tip off.
Double, triple, boxing one, janky defense. He ain't getting it on me, Steph.
The other thing is if he hits 12 threes and they're up 109-60, you going to play him up 50?
You do the Westbrook. You go for it.
I don't know. That's asking. I thought you believed in the basketball gods. Just let it play out like it would play out. That's what I say.
Yeah, I just.
But it kind of feels like
you want
it
to happen at home.
It doesn't matter. Like, I don't think that's a big deal. We all knew it was going to happen. It was just a matter of when.
Well, if you do it in Indiana, what do they do? Oh, everybody, round of applause. You said, let's get back, throw the ball back in. You do it here. The world's going to stop for a minute, rightfully so.
It's going to stop in Indiana. And they'll get a standing ovation anywhere it happens. There's no doubt. So.
This ever gets broken, this record, once he gets it? Because he's going to add.
Well, it's funny.
He's probably playing 3 or 4 or 5 more years.
Well, it's funny. Evan asked me that question, producer Evan. He said, boy, that record will never be broken. And I said, that'll be broken in our lifetime.
You think so?
Yes. Yeah. I think Curry's record will be broken in our lifetime.
Now, I'll say this to you and E. I get the attempts, but who's out there, a sharpshooter that's going, well, we didn't see Steph coming, that's going to make him, though, to where in our lifetime? I don't think so.
Well,
this is incredible what he's doing year in, year out.
Well, what you have to take into account is early in Steph Curry's career, he didn't take a lot of threes.
Right.
He only averaged 2 a game.
Gotcha.
So there are guys who now come into the league and they're taking 8 a game. So I think somebody's going to break. Somebody's going to get past his number, whatever it ends up being, but the shooting percentage will not be close to his.
Okay.
But, I'm looking, and I'm not saying, I hate to do this, but I'm not saying this guy's going to do it, but if you look at, Trae Young is really young, and he's taking more threes than Curry did
when
he was a rookie. No kidding. Steph hit 400.
Good God.
1 year.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying it's going to be Trae Young, but I think there'll be a player who comes along. Like Steph Curry, his first 3 years in the league, Goo, He missed games.
Okay.
And he only averaged 2 3-point shot, 3-point makes
and,
a game.
And let me put this strawberry on the top of the cake. They weren't shooting as many threes as they are now.
Not so even close.
The game changed. The inferno exactly. took place right in front of him.
Exactly. No, he created the change that's going to allow somebody to leapfrog him.
And they don't have to be a better shooter to get it. Just have a long career and be pretty damn good. Because the percentage, nobody's going to care about. But you're right, Stoney.
If you look at the numbers, Curry's first 3 years in the league, he took fewer than 5 threes a game. So he took 4.8 a game, his first three, made about 2. This year he's taking 13 threes a game.
LeBron at 8.
What I mean. It's just he's usher. That was a beautiful way I said it, actually. Yeah, that he ushered in the revolution that will create somebody leapfrogging him. That's just brilliant, don't you think? You're going to like that. You like that, don't you?
After you put too much mayonnaise mustard on it. But no, it was good.
It was really good.
Stoney, that person or that kid may be in junior high right now.
Okay, somebody's saying, Stoney, let me help you out. Donovan Mitchell's a better example. Exactly. Pick any young player who you look and say, man, they're taking 8 a game. Well, if they're taking 8 a game, that means they're going to probably make 3-ish. To start their career, I'm just saying
he is the greatest shooter of all time. Isn't it amazing?
Well, that's the one thing that I think is pretty amazing, because when you say who's the best scorer of all time, well, it's Jabbar. But anyway, who's the best rebounder of all time? 10 guys. Who's the best defender of all time? 10 guys. Who's the best passer of all time? 10 guys. Who's the best ball handler of all time? 10 guys. Who's the best shooter of all time? Steph Curry.
And how big is it from Steph to the next person? Would you go Ray or Reggie? Because Ray, arguably, the best basketball play in my life, I know we're up against this, Donnie, was the LeBron block on Iggy.
Mm-hmm.
But the best shot in my lifetime was Ray Allen Game 6 to know and back up. You remember?
They
rolled the trophy for San Antonio onto the court, and he made that shot. That was incredible.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.